Chiesa dolce. Wie meer is Chiesa wel? Kulturi chi ak von havas kurz bewon?
Si aspecto estas pli bona.
Fresche pura aero revivigas min.
Si ai oculo estas clerae.
Dum la lastae tre noctae mi est ebri domi, sans audi tondron, sans songi pri bataloi.
Vi estas ebla marci.
That's not French, Spanish, Italian, or Latin, but it's kind of like all of them. That's what Esperanto sounds like. That was a clip from the 1965 thriller Incubus, featuring none other than a young William Shatner before he achieved Captain Kirk fame. Here to help me decipher that bit of Esperanto dialogue and the state of Esperanto, there's not an actual state, but you know, the condition of the language, if you will, is Boris Antoine Legault. He's the president of the Quebec Esperanto Society, and he's at the 7th Esperanto Congress of the Americas. It's being held in Montreal, the birthplace of Shatner. Hello, how are you, sir?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm doing fine.
Could you say that in Esperanto?
Do saluton, mi estas bone.
And I think I was supposed to say something like, kiel vi fartas? Is that how are you?
Yeah, kiel vi fartas. It means, how are you? Yeah.
Kiel vi fartas.
Yeah.
Do you have to roll your R's in Esperanto?
You should do it, but not everyone does.
Not everyone does. Some people who are not native Esperanto speakers are born without the ability to roll the R's.
Yeah, well, you can train. You can train, and at some point you get it.
And what are your languages?
What's my language?
Yeah, besides Esperanto, what do you speak?
Oh, I speak French. It's my first language, English. And I know some Swedish. I lived there for a couple of years.
Really?
And a little bit of Spanish, too, and Esperanto.
How'd you pick up your Esperanto?
Oh, well, I just studied with a book and for a couple of months, and then I went to a big meeting, and I was living in Sweden then, so I basically tried to study for 6 months and then attended that conference, and everything was fine. I had no problem discussing with anyone, so it was great.
Now, the idea of Esperanto was, let's have a common language with little bits of other languages so that everyone could speak it. That was the idea. It didn't take off. It didn't really happen. Has the idea become something different now? Do people who are at the conference still want it to be a world language, or are they happy to cultivate it as a little niche language?
No, I think it's still the same idea. I think you have to see it as a long-term project. So, of course, at this point, English is the main, global or international language. But what we're saying is that English is great. It's great that we have a language to communicate. We can communicate much more easily today than we could do 100 years ago or 200 years ago. But what we're saying is that we have a better tool. For international communication, we think that a national language is not adequate. And the tool that we're using, Esperanto, in addition to being more fair, because everyone has to do a small effort learning the language, but nobody has a big advantage.
Right.
In addition to that, it's much easier to learn, meaning that it's also, a more effective tool or more democratic in the sense that more people can learn it faster.
How many Esperanto speakers are there?
It's hard to give exact statistics, but it's estimated around 2 million people on the planet.
Do you know how that compares to Klingon speakers? You know, the Star Trek?
I think it's much more than Klingon.
Okay,
I'm quite sure of that.
Well, speaking of Klingon and Shatner, what I want to do is play the clip that we played at the top of the segment and maybe have you translate it as we play it. Would you be able to do that, do you think?
I can do that. I might have to repeat some of the words because it's the Esperanto there is not that great.
It's not great.
I'll try to just translate to English.
So I think we find that Shatner not great in English or Esperanto. But let's hear a little. We'll play it maybe softly in the background, and you translate as it goes on.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Here we go.
Chiesa dolce.
It is sweet.
Mi miras chiesa vera. Kulturi chi ak von havas kurz bevon.
I wonder whether it's true that this water has healing powers.
Si, ai oculo estas clerae.
Dum la lastae tre noctae mi est ebri domi, sans audi tondron.
In the last three nights, I maybe slept without hearing thunder.
He has slept without hearing thunder.
Yeah, he could sleep without hearing thunder, so basically he had a better sleep in the last 3 nights. So.
Is Shatner or the woman he's acting against speaking better Esperanto?
Maybe the woman is speaking a bit better, yeah.
What's wrong with Shatner's...
You know, they were trying. So.
Yes, I know. What's wrong with Shatner's Esperanto, if you had to critique
it? No, it's just the accent. Actually, it sounds a little bit... it's not just the accent. It's the way, like, he's... For example, he said... Sans auditondron, that's what he should say, and he says more sans auditondron. So it's basically you can understand it, but you have to work a little bit too. So maybe he has a little French accent. I don't know. Although he's an English speaker, but I don't know.
Of your French, English, your Swedish, your little bit of Spanish, which language does Esperanto remind you the most? I know it's a combination, but is it more like one than another?
Yeah, actually, it's quite different. I mean, the vocabulary is you will hear many words that come from Latin languages, maybe 60% of the words. But the grammar is quite different. The grammar works, it's very regular, and it has some similarities to all sorts of languages, just like Chinese, Turkish, some African languages, because it's so regular, and it works like building blocks. You kind of put together roots and endings, and you have a couple of rules. So I'd say it's a bit hard to say to which language it's most similar, but I guess with the vocabulary, it looks more like a Latin language.
But it's not supposed to be a Romance language. It's not supposed to have branched off from any language tree.
No, not at all. It's really a constructed language. So one person, his name was Saminov, he created the language. He knew several languages, several European languages, so he kind of took pieces here and there, but it was very well designed so that anyone in the world can learn it quite quickly. It doesn't matter what your first language is.
Are there any examples of totally invented languages, consciously invented languages, that actually took off?
Well, took off is, I would say it's Esperanto. I know that many people would say, well, it never took off because English now is so widespread. But as I said, it's a long-term project. The other languages that were, because there are maybe a couple of thousand constructed languages, actually never really had a community, a big community of speakers, culture, music, poetry, literature. So only Esperanto got to that point.
Are there any people who were raised with Esperanto as their first language?
Yes, there are, because several people are going to travel using Esperanto, going to meetings across the world, finding pen pals, and from time to time, some couples are made, and basically the kids of Esperanto speakers, people who have met through Esperanto, often they will learn Esperanto as their first language, as well as the language which is spoken in the country where they're living. So.
How do you say internet in Esperanto?
You can say interreto, so it means a network,
yeah.
Between different people.
All right, let's try to go out on a little of the Esperanto anthem, if we can cue that. It's making me feeling very patriotic for Esperanto. And Boris Antoine Legault, president of the Quebec Esperanto Society, I want to thank you very much.
It was a great pleasure.
All right, coming up on the show, Hand Over Heart, the BPP's final book club. We talk with Anya Ulinich, author of Petropolis. This is the Bryant Park Project. Wait, this is my best part. Yes, from NPR News.